Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning in to Reset for Women. I am your host, Lori Carice, and today we have with us Carrington Warfield, and she is also known as Coach K, the coach's planner. Today's topic is going to be Run the Play. Carrington, welcome to our show.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk with you, have a chat.
Thank you so much for being here. Of course, any kind of reset we can kind of put out for the women, I think is so important. You know, the whole idea about reset for women is not that it is category specific. I think women can lean into anything in health and wellness, relationships, you know, business topics even, and grab like a little nugget and just apply it to some kind of reset. So I really love this show because I think it's going to align with what your topic is on Run the Play, because in the green room, you gave me a little tidbit on that, you know, it's not a one fit for everybody. And that's how I also feel about the reset. So tell us a little bit about you and about being a coach, and let's lean in on this topic, Run the Play.
Yes, ma'am. So again, my name is Carrington Warfield, otherwise known as Coach K, the Coach's Planner. And basically what I do is I assist coaches and entrepreneurs with their event planning needs. A lot of coaches and entrepreneurs are now hosting awareness events, like sales types events, wanting to get new clients, things of that nature. What I saw there was a gap was in the strategy side of it, where when you don't really do events or that's not your thing or your industry, there's a lot of things that you don't know or understand. And so I saw a gap and I wanted to fill that gap. So my big thing, it was my primary focus is what I'll say is the event strategy side of it. And so that's where I want to lean in a little bit more in my coaching and why I got, I won't say I was always been passionate about event planning, but the event strategy side was where I really started to see a need. And that's where the passion really, you know, opened up for me.
Okay. I actually didn't know we were getting into the event planning side of it. I'm actually a 20-year event planner. So really? Yeah, you've even got my attention even more now. So for last 20 years, you know, I started in meeting planning on the corporate side, and I also have a travel industry background. And then I actually even founded my own trade show called the Mom Expo. It ran for several years and actually even went national. So I still continue with events, but I'm switching gears a little bit more to like women's symposiums and wellness events. So yeah, you've got my attention even more now because you just mentioned event planning. It's like, whoop, my ears perk up.
Funny. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm doing now. But as far as like the coaching side of it, so I was doing the event planning anyways, and then I moved into the event strategy side where I started the coaching. But the one thing about being a coach is that it's so important that you have your own coach and mentor. So what happens is as you're coaching, I feel like sometimes you get stagnant. And I feel like sometimes, you ever feel like sometimes that you're just not being as creative as you can be or as creative as you know you are? And so what I started doing was signing up for different like conferences and things of that nature. And my coach used to always say, run the play. And the great thing about him was that he didn't just have this one cookie cutter concept or strategy for, it might be 100 people in that workshop or that conference. And we all do different things, whether it's a product or a service that we're offering, or we're in the same industry, but we offer a different service. And there's not one thing that everybody can do or that applies to every single business, if that makes sense. And so he'd always talk about running the play. And the play for me was important. Was I was a new entrepreneur. And when you're a new entrepreneur, this is a new area. It's scary. It's very, very scary. And it was scary for me. I didn't have a lot of confidence. And he would always say, run the play. And so what I've been wanting to teach people that I work with now is that you've got to try it in order to see if it even works. And what I loved about him was that it wasn't just one play. He would provide multiple plays that you could actually try. Now, you've got to try them for a little while to see if they work. But the great thing is if they didn't work, you could actually go back and try something different. And that's one of the great things about being an entrepreneur to me as well.
Yeah, you were talking about something about, you know, your creativity and sometimes feeling stuck. I'm actually the reverse. I have so many ideas. I can't like narrow in on which one do I want to focus on. I've always got, I mean, it even wakes me up in the middle of the night sometimes, like, why am I not doing this part to my business? I mean, my new thing is, and yeah, I should talk to you about this later, is I'm layering in more of a media buying strategy to my business. And because I'm not a business coach, if I get the sense a small business actually needs some coaching, I have all these relationships. To me, it's about leveraging relationships instead of inventing, like, oh, I can do this and this sounds fun. And when I feel stuck because I have so many creative ideas, I think I need to reel myself back in. Don't recreate it. Go to these people you already know who are doing it and build a relationship.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder, right? Because when you're trying to create something new, it's a lot of work that goes into that. It sounds easy, but there's still a lot of planning on the back end that takes place, you know? So I agree with you. I love the connections and finding people. That's a great thing about business is that you work with people, you build relationships with people. How can I help you? It's not about you just always being able to get what everybody else has, but how can I help you? And then later on, you might, you know, you guys have connected at a networking event or something, you still have their contact information and you stay in contact here and there, and they just happen, an idea comes to you, and then all of a sudden that person's name comes up and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to call them. They would be perfect for this, or this would be perfect for their business, where it's a win-win.
I
So.
agree. I look at relationships in every meeting differently now. Sometimes I take a meeting like, I'm not so sure this is the right fit, but I'm taking the meeting because I like that person and I want to see maybe they'd be open to new ideas too.
Right.
You know, like when I mentioned the Mom Expo when I first started my business, I didn't have a plan. I had an idea. I put it out there. I knew my biggest issue was getting people in the door to a trade show. I felt like I had all the vendor connections, but the attendees, you know, therefore advertising. And back when I started this, social media was not what it is today.
Right.
It was pretty much Facebook. You know, I didn't have Instagram and all the different channels, and Facebook for business was a little on the newer side, and building groups, et cetera. So I'm like, okay, there's a lot of family magazines and everything out here. I had to partner with them. What can I give you in exchange for me using your reach and
Right.
your media outlet? So I feel like I ran my business on trade for like 2 years. I really did. I mean, don't start a business thinking you're instantly gonna cash in. It is a growth process. And well, I'm sure you would agree. It's like you don't give away your services for free. Find relationships where you can maybe trade a little bit, equal value. And I mean, something that, you know, a production service in exchange for what can you do for them?
Oh, absolutely. Prime example. So I've got a not a master class. I consider it a workshop. It's 90 minutes. I'm teaching about strategy, and the person that does my photographer, she does all of my brand photos for me. And I usually do brand photos like once a quarter as the seasons change. I kind of like to switch it up a little bit. And I was like, hey, you know what? Can you come in and do my photos for me? Do a little bit of videography. She does not into videography, but you can get great stuff when you're on your phone, right? Especially if you have an iPhone. So get just a few videos, maybe a few testimonials for me. And I was like, let me know what you charge. Send me an invoice. And she's like, absolutely not. She's like, you give me a lot of business. You've sent a lot of business to me. I'll come in and do that for free. And I'm like, you can advertise. You may be able to get more business for brand photos or just for photography in general. So it's kind of like a bartering system as well. You know, you don't always have to charge, or, you know, I'm open to paying for, you know, whatever it is I need to pay for. But when you can barter, and there's sometimes starting out, you don't have a lot of money. You haven't made a lot of money. You made a little bit. You've got to kind of figure out how to move money around and things of that nature. So I think bartering is great. The networking is what I've been doing lately. I was doing networking for a while, but I don't feel like I was doing it correctly. This year, what I made a point to do is to network And in my networking, everybody that I contact, that I come in contact with or communicate, and we exchange information, I've been reaching out to them and say, hey, let's set up a 30-minute coffee chat where we can really get a chance to talk, because you kind of want to talk to as many people as possible at networking events. So I think that's also a good idea as well.
One of my strategies with networking events also is trying to make connections. That person that I just met, oh, I think I know somebody you'd like to meet, because they're going to open up that email. It's an introduction. And now I become a trusted email source. Now when I send them an email, I'm hopefully continuing to add value. So I really try to first, when I shake a hand and I look at the business card, and I work with a lot of people in the senior community industry. And there's definitely a lot of people that should be connecting, somebody maybe who's focusing on senior and real estate, and somebody else has a placement agency. I'm like, oh, have you talked to this person? No, who are they? So I send an email introduction. Like I said, next time I email them for that meeting, for that phone call, that they at least open the email and say, hey, she's pretty valuable. I trust her. And now I'll take the call.
Right. And that's what I was doing at one point. Not that, but what I was doing was I'd go to these networking events and then I'd get all these cards, or now you've got the networking cards on the applications, their apps now. And so I've got all this information. I'm like, I don't remember anything about this person. So now with me, the coffee chat is I send you an email, I put my calendar in there to link to my calendar and say I'd love for us to chat. Few people reach out. If they don't, I still keep their contact information, but I did go the extra mile. I reached out, I set up or wanted to schedule some time for us to chat and get to know each other. So I think that also goes into play with the running of the play, because the more people I feel like you network with, you never know who you come in contact with. I think that networking to me is also really, really important at events as well. And that's another play, another way to me. When I say run the play, that's another way to run the play, because you're building your business and that's only going to help you in the long run.
So some of the new events I'm putting together are women's symposiums, but I'm kicking it off with a networking mixer in the morning because I want to attract people that not only like to sit down and listen to, topics, but really want to meet other people. So kind of maybe like a chamber event because a lot of them have speakers. But I'm also doing workshop roundtables. So you're going to come in, and this is a brand new event. My first one is in 2 weeks. And the first 45 minutes is going to be pure networking over coffee and then sit down. I've got two different speakers for the women's events. It's usually in the wellness space. Everybody can, relate to that. And then I'm going to have a professional women in business panel discussion. People are going to ask about starting their business, running their business, maybe some tips. And then we're moving to some round table, kind of like speed dating. There's a business at each table, go sit at their table, get another 15 minutes, rotate and move along, and then wrap it up with some breakout. And it's just 2.5 hours. It sounds like a jam-packed, day, but I think it's, again, kind of like run the play, a little something for everyone. You've got your networking, where your why is your own, and just shake some hands and be open. Like, hey, maybe I just want to meet other women in my community and be inspired. What are you doing? I'm also starting a travel club. So here I'm building my network of women, So
Exactly.
I just think that always leveraging your relationships and looking at bigger opportunities instead of focusing on, well, I just want women who are interested in wellness today. Well, why? I mean, because their interest in business or even just meeting other women, that could lean in on your travel club.
Absolutely. And
Don't
wellness is
dismiss
very
anyone.
broad, right? Wellness is broad. Wellness is physical wellness. Wellness is mental wellness. Traveling is great for mental stability, health, there's a ton of things and it's very, very broad. I love that. I teach one of my strategies that I teach is the importance of engagement and interaction. And I always push networking, even if it's a 15, 20 minute session, where you give people an opportunity to meet and and to network with other people that are going to be attending your event, I think is awesome, because that's not just helping you out, but that's an experience for your attendees as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so here's the proof that my creativity is just like, I need to slow it down. I'm like, you just heard a 2.5 hour event with a lot of stuff in there. But yeah, and I'm collecting names and I'm building community. I think that's what it's all about, really, for me, is building community. Because once you have that community, you can branch off professionally in so many different areas. And I know me individually, I can't do it all. So I do look at those experts. I'm not going to stand up at that podium and discuss women's health. I'm not the expert. I'm what I feel an expert in my own womanhood and my own health needs, but I want to have that aha moment, make connections, through expert content led content. So I'm always looking to partner with people. I think that's the big word in business and in any relationship is partnership.
Absolutely.
What can you do to enhance or help each other, lift each other up? Don't always look what's in it for me, but what can I help you with? And you didn't even know about it. And hey, I have this to offer. I have people, right now with you. I have people with businesses that are struggling. And I know they have a budget for media, and I can help them with that. But I also think they need some coaching and guidance. That's not me, Carrington. That's you. So,
Great thing about the networking because you never know who you might run into. How can I serve you is what you should always go into your business. It's about serving other people. What skills, what gifts did God give you that you can utilize to help other people? But on the back end is that you're able to monetize from something that you absolutely love to do, that you're passionate about, but you're also serving people because that's what we're here for.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe kind of do a little SWOT analysis with everybody, And if you don't know what that is, I'm writing it down just so I get this right. It's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And if
Right.
you identify any of those with your new relationship, see where you can help. And if you are missing some of those tools to help, go to your network. You just became increasingly valuable to that client. Again, that trusted relationship. A lot of times people are buying you, not your service.
That part, that's what people don't understand, and is that you always want to make sure that you are being your authentic self. Because a lot of times it's like when you have different coaches and you follow a lot of people and different mentors, sometimes when you're new at this, it's like you're trying to shape who you are, but people really buy based on you and your personality. People can see right through you, the transparency. Just be your true, authentic self and be transparent about your journey, your goals, what it is that you want to do for other people, how you want to serve them. And I think that's what helps people to be able to connect and align with you. And I'm a firm believer that not everyone is for you, but those that are for you will come. But you've got to be authentic and transparent in what it is that you do.
Absolutely. I have a perfect example of something that just happened to me. I belong to a chamber through another company. And the chamber, I'm very active in the chamber. I've even joined women's communities, and I feel I've become a trusted resource. The CEO of the chamber reached out to me yesterday and said, "Does this person work with you? Somebody within my company in field marketing put out an offer to the chamber to distribute to all the members." She thought he was sidestepping me, and she went right to me. Said, "Who is this? Like, why am I getting this from them? And, is this the results going to go back to you?" And in a way, it's a little bit of a sidestep. I'm going to address it. He doesn't mean to do that, but maybe CCing me on the email, knowing that I'm a member of the chamber, would have been a little bit better and wouldn't have caused the red flag. But I love that I have that trusted relationship. Instead of her grabbing an offer from him, she came to me and questioned it, asked me how I was involved. Do I know this person? I was like, wow, that feels
That says a
good.
lot about you.
Yeah.
The way that you do business, that says a lot about you. So I love that. And I love that about her as well, because some people would have just been like, hey, this is a way for me to get another connection or make enough, money off of it. And again, like you said, you were going to address it. And he may not have, sometimes people don't even understand how business works, right? the right, the wrong, what you should not do. And so I feel like it is, a discussion that should be had. But, hopefully that's something that maybe he just unconsciously didn't even think about, and you address it and move on. But I love
Absolutely.
the fact that how much that says about you being such a good person and, good in business, humble, genuine, because people like that. And
Yeah,
that's what
because
people
I
look
could
for.
have looked at it like, wow, my integrity is in question, but I looked at it the other way, like she trusts me and she came to me on this instead of like grabbing, Ed McMahon at the door, giving with the giveaway. She's like, does this person work with you? And, I love it. I felt very honored that she has really learned to trust me as a person. I know that I can continue a relationship with this chamber representing, multiple businesses moving on, and they trust me and they will listen about that product or service or partnership that I'm representing because of me. So I
Right.
love that. So, women in business, I mean, you are the first part of your presentation, who you are and your integrity. And maybe don't just jump right into the business conversation. Find something, to talk about. Like, yes, you are a professional, you represent this type of business, but can you relate to them because you both have kids, or you live in the same neighborhood, or do you know this person and that person? Open up other conversations. I like how you said, let's have a coffee chat. People are a lot less threatened in business. We call it a coffee chat, then let's have a meeting.
Right.
Oh, let's have a meeting.
We not have enough
I
meetings as it is. And
don't want to
then
have a meeting. We're
work
shooting
up
to
for
sell
you.
me, and I don't know if I have time. Everybody wants a meeting. Let's have a coffee chat. Let's have a
Right.
discovery session. I love discovery also because I think that's two ways.
Oh,
Let's discover
absolutely.
how we can work together and if there's an opportunity. Because if you say if there's an opportunity, that person knows they have a choice at the
Right.
end, that you're not going to be swallowed up with a hard pitch.
Absolutely. So one of the ladies, I went to a networking event about 30 days or so ago, and I reached out to everyone that I met with and connected with. A couple of people got back to me and we scheduled some meetings. And she's now going to be, I do a live broadcast. I'm just starting it back up on Instagram every other week. It's starting, it'll be actually this week. The first one this year is on Valentine's Day. And we're just going to talk. She's a travel planner. And so it's going to be about all things events this year. And that's all we're touching on. And she's a travel planner. So I was like, great. I'd love for you to come on and for planners to know, how can they come in and how can they work with you? What is it that you do? How do they reach out to you? That kind of information, just promoting what it is that she does. She's being a guest. I'm honored for her to come on to my show, but I'm also providing opportunity to promote what it is that she does and who she is on my platform. So I love that.
Wonderful. So, for our podcast listeners, of course, in show notes, I can include how to find you. For our radio only listeners, what's the best way to connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is probably through they're only radio, right? They're not on social media or anything.
Well, I mean, they're listening on the radio, so they're not reading show notes.
Okay.
So, if you have a website you want to
My
suggest,
website is not done. We are in the last couple of weeks on it, so there's a couple more tweaks. So my website's not done, but for anybody that is listening, I am active on Instagram. At Carrington War, that's Karrington War, and then on LinkedIn at Carrington Warfield. Those are the two that I use the most. Facebook is more or less used for family and friends and things of that nature, but my business, LinkedIn, absolutely, and on LinkedIn. I'm sorry, LinkedIn and Instagram. Yes, ma'am.
yeah, I'm the same way. I hate telling people or rejecting people on Facebook that find me professionally. I'm like, I really just use this for friends and family, and I'm actually trying to get off of the
Same. I'm
platform.
like, because I have so many people, and it's a lot of people that I went to high school with, and so I'm open.
Exactly. I'm like, the
They have
conversation's
like,
different. It's just
it's
different.
completely different. It's just like, hey, it's like a, hey, I hadn't seen you in 20 years.
Right. For
But
me,
I
it's like
love
birthdays,
continuing.
graduations, and like somebody's having a grandchild. I'm like, you know,
Yes.
but it's like somebody recently from the chamber found me on Facebook and they tried to friend me, and I didn't accept. And then I saw her at the chamber event. I said, oh, I just wanted to acknowledge that, you know, I saw your friend request, and you know, I'm actually trying to move off that platform and I don't use it for business. Can we get on LinkedIn instead? She's like, oh yeah, great. Just make that suggestion.
That's what I do. So if I find you on, a lot of times what I do is I have a Facebook group on Facebook. And so I do need to have people on there because I do provide tips and tricks once a week. And you know, I have a rotation of once a week I provide, but I still like to find those people like on Instagram and in LinkedIn. So I'll still connect to them that way because that's more business for me.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Carrington. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
So did I. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope the listeners enjoyed it and got some value out of it as well.
And I really enjoyed the little bonus conversation about events. So
Yes.
thank you. And ladies, you've been tuning into another Reset for Women.